Tov Gimel, we learned in the beginning of Sif Aleph, and we continue it, that when his land goes to his neighbor and tell him, fill up a certain measure of produce in the kli that has a certain volume, and he can take it home with that kli, and surely he could bring his own kli and say, fill up my kli. But to take a kli, which is a measuring kli, and fill it up, and then put it into his own kelim, that's us, because that looks more like business. Ramah says, Yesh Makilim Loimah, the Kol Shein Mechavim Lamid Lagamish, and Maitim Loitim Matshar, even if he's using a measuring kli, he doesn't measure an exact amount, he doesn't fill it to the top, or fills a little bit over the top, so he shows it's not so makbid exactly on what he's taking. It doesn't look like regular business deal, and it's not considered stealing one way or the other, because both sides see what's happening, and they let it go. Chayna Mirikosh, and then Mekleim Yuchel, Lamid Lishvach, Lekem Shalokech. Making those days was, if his friend had some produce that he wanted to use on Shabbos, the friend would fill up a certain kli that had an open measure and get it over, pour it into the kli of the one who wants to take it. Or he's brought up the Snow Town of Mekidim. We'll see soon other explanations why we make them. Then I'll vote the Shabbos in the Kim of Yontiv. I am the comment of Kuf of Beis, Rel Shin Zayin. So I was making loans on Shabbos. I should not say the word loan, because loan sounds like long-term and may come to right. English is not much of a difference. Borrow used for produce and also for money. But it could be enough also saying borrowing, because loan sounds like a specific long-term. Borrowing. You better say, fill this kli. We don't know how big the kli is. And tomorrow we will measure, see how much it has inside of it. Even though, since this measuring, that we can do tomorrow, something else to do today, you're not going to say on Shabbos, you're going to do something else to do on Shabbos tomorrow. But it says, maybe, so if Shabbos, that they were masters. More continues, of a little younger, say, leave me the plane. But don't say, give me a certain amount. Don't give me a cup full, pints full, liter. And you just take the kli, you're filling up the kli. It happens to be that it's a certain amount, it doesn't look so much like business. Siv Gimel, Mutalem Lechaveh Tehmi Beisim Begoizim Beminyan. You can say, give me a certain amount of nuts, a certain amount of eggs, 10, 20, whatever it is. Because that's not something that defines it as transaction. Siv Dalet, Mutalem Lechaveh Tehmi Abor Beisim Lechamisha Rimoinim. Vach Loyaskalu Shein Domi. Loyskomida Loyskominyan. Glad to go to a person who has a shop. And also tell him on Shabbos, please give me 4 basin or 5 pomegranates or other fruits, as long as you don't say shame domin, which means don't give me a certain value, 10 shekels, $10 worth. That sounds more like transaction deal. Or you should say a school meter. Mr. Bruce says from the Vilna Gaon, it should say shame meter. You shouldn't say give me a liter, a cupful. And the third thing is, you shouldn't say a school minion. That you don't. Before you said, you just say, give me 4 or 5. Here you say, give me a certain amount, and you add up the amount. Loiva, as he's going to explain, Hareish Yesh Lecha B'Yodi Chamisha Goyz and Ten Lechamisha Mecheir. Hareish Yesh Lecha B'Yodi Meir. He doesn't just say, give me a certain amount now, but he says, you have a cheshbon that I owe you already 10 or 15. Give me another 50. And now we have a sum total of 100. So since you added up the previous and the new amount, that more death mecca from Memka. Ramah says, V'chein v'skum domin, eino aser el v'chagavnu, sh'oime, tein le'mekach v'kach domin, v'yelecho, v'yel v'kach v'kach. The Ramah is saying, even by money, if you say, give me $10 worth, it's a right. But if you say, that I owe you $10, give me another $10, it'll be $20. So this opinion is a more lenient opinion. Mechaber says, when it comes to money, you don't mention it at all. He says, you can mention it as long as you don't make a cheshbon how much it is. Have a v'lafach ishori. V'chein b'skum mida, with a measure also, v'lafach ishori. Also have a v'lafach ishori. This man also says, give me, he says, you're allowed to say, give me a liter, but if he says that I owe you a liter, and give me another, that's 2 liters, then it's also ishori. And it's permitted. V'yafach gav, the also v'has gedom in kulal, ha'yav v'dom v'shein mikri yedua. That which it says, according to this opinion, that which it says, that you're not to mention the price, is something that doesn't have a clear price. Something everybody knows the price is every unit is 1 shekel. So if you can say 10 shekel worth, it's just another way of saying give me 10 items. but it doesn't have a clear cut price, then you can't mention the price at all. You have a gap sheesh, machmirim domazek, poshin, and maybe they say, well, how could this yes, in those days, that's the way they did it. They go to somebody, even if they had a shop, of fruits and vegetables, and go in and say, give me 10 of this, 5 of that, as long as you don't say the total of what you owe together with what you want now, you're committed.